Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to explain meditation for beginners. Meditation is the single most important self-improvement habit you can have. Let me repeat that again, because I need to stress the significance of this. Meditation is the single most important habit for self-improvement that you can have. So the question is, why aren't you meditating yet? Why aren't you meditating consistently? Now you might say, Leo, why are you beating on this point? Because I'm already here, I'm willing to learn, here I am, so tell me how to do it. And I will in a second. But there's a larger issue here. And the larger issue is that you still don't grasp and fathom the full significance of what you stumbled upon here. You're kind of like a man who's walking down the street, or a woman, walking down the street, who stumbles upon a little golden nugget lying on the road. And you think to yourself, oh, a golden nugget, that's great. And you try to pick it up and then you run off with it, never having realized that what you really discovered, but failed to realize, is a gold mine. Not one little nugget. This thing here, I'm going to share a nugget with you today, but it's really just the little tip of the iceberg. You've discovered a gold mine. So take what I say here very seriously, and I'll come back to this point after I show you the technique. So let's talk about how to meditate. So there's a lot of different techniques out there, and I actually have episodes that cover various techniques in a lot of depth. I want to give something simple for beginners who haven't done this before, or who have tried and failed and now are really serious about making this habit stick. So I'm going to boil all of meditation down for you to just like one little simple nugget. And what that is the following. And I want you to now do what I say with me and don't just follow along intellectually. There's a key distinction we have to make to meditate effectively. And that is the distinction between thinking and awareness. So we have thinking on the one hand, which is what you normally do, which is what you're very familiar with. And then we have awareness, which is kind of puzzling and mysterious and, you know, Leo, what is awareness? Well, we're going to make this distinction. And this distinction is something that you actually make by meditating. You don't make this distinction by thinking. See, there's two ways to try to make this distinction. One is to say, oh, okay, let me think about this. Oh, yeah, I've thought about it. Oh, yeah, there's a distinction between thinking and awareness. So that's one way, and that's fine. You start there. But I want you to go deeper. Right now, with me, I want you to become aware that there is a distinction between thinking and awareness. Not just to think about it, but to actually become aware of it. See, there's this kind of weird self-referential thing going on here. So let's try it right now. As you're sitting there, don't change anything. You don't change your posture. Don't do anything. Just sit there and listen to me right this very second and become aware of whatever is happening for you. Become aware of your direct experience. Don't think about it. Become aware of it. And feel the difference between those two things. It's one thing, for example, to be aware that there's a pressure sensation under your ass because you're sitting on a chair. And another thing to think about it. Okay, those are two different things. And I don't want you to think about the difference. I want you to experience and become aware of the difference. Are you following along with me? Right? Now, it's hard at first to see the importance of this distinction. It might seem like that distinction is not even there for you right now. But what's going to happen after practicing a lot of meditation and after practicing a lot of watching and being aware of the difference between thinking and awareness, then the distinction in your mind gets drawn sharper and sharper and sharper and sharper. And then over the years, it becomes so sharp that then you have profound epiphanies and realizations and emotional releases and all sorts of amazing stuff starts to happen from this little simple meditation habit. So what meditation is, one way to look at it is simply the using of awareness to draw a distinction in your mind between thinking and awareness. That's one way to frame it. So the actual technique, let's practice it right now. I'll show you the most simple, I think, technique that exists for meditating. And what this is this is like the, this is called the no manipulation technique. So try it right now. Sit there as you're sitting. Don't try to put yourself into some sort of meditative position or posture. Any posture or position you take is fine. And just sit and notice and be aware. Just observe and watch. All these words like aware, be observant, watch, notice, these are all synonymous. So just sit there and notice what's happening right this very second in direct experience. Right this moment. Not a minute before, not 10 minutes later, not what I'm going to say next. Right now. So you're hearing this out of my voice. Maybe you're looking at me if you're watching this on video. And you're feeling some emotions in your body. Thoughts might be coming up for you. So do this right now and just train your mind on that and try to stick with it. No manipulation means that you don't manipulate your body or your posture. You just let it go natural, and whatever it wants to do, let it do it. This includes your mind. So let your mind go natural too. So if your mind wants to think perverted thoughts, let it think perverted thoughts. And if it wants to judge, let it judge. And if it wants to go crazy and get angry and upset and all this, let it do that. And if it wants to experience some emotion, like sadness or happiness or excitement or frustration, let it experience that emotion. Whatever's occurring for you, don't try to experience anything because you already are experiencing. There's never a moment when you're not experiencing, unless maybe when you're deep asleep. But if you're awake, then there's never a moment you don't have an experience. So that's it. Your meditation is focused on that, this right now experience right here. Okay? So do it. Do it right now while I'm talking. You don't need to be in a quiet environment to meditate. You don't need to sit alone by yourself. I mean, it helps. That's a good place to start, especially if you're a beginner. But you can do it right now as I'm talking. Notice that you don't need a fancy position. You don't need to manipulate your breathing. That's it. That's the whole method. Sounds very simple, and it is very simple. And the problem with it sounding so simple is that you overlook the significance of it, and also you underestimate the challenges of it. This whole non-manipulation thing is very challenging. It's actually very, very challenging to stop manipulating yourself, because that's what you've been doing for decades now, is you've been manipulating yourself. And you haven't been allowing whatever is actually occurring to actually occur. You've been fighting it. And when you start to practice this, one thing you're going to notice is that, man, I am manipulating myself not to manipulate myself. And that too is a manipulation. So that's just something you're going to work through. You're going to experience all that. That's the process of learning how to meditate. So that's the gist of the technique. Now let's talk about how to set the habit, because the habit is the most important part here. The habit is going to involve the following for you. So you're going to start with 20 minutes of this per day. You're going to sit there with a timer, get yourself a timer, set it for 20 minutes, and then you're just going to sit in one sitting. Don't break it up. Don't interrupt yourself. Preferably find a quiet place to start, because you're just beginning. And that's your habit. And you're going to do this every day. Every single day. This is so critical. If you get this wrong, oh man, you've really got it wrong. Every single day, no excuses. So you got to make this commitment. What I'm telling you is not just every single day for the next month. I'm telling you every single day for the rest of your life. Every single day. And I mean it, really. I mean it. It's like no vacations, no holidays, no sick days, no excuses, no emergencies, nothing. Every single day, you commit to finding 20 minutes to meditate. And is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. It's definitely possible. And in fact, it's so easy. It's so easy to find 20 minutes in your day to meditate that it's actually quite ridiculous all the excuses people come up with why they don't have 20 minutes. I'm a pretty busy guy. I run a business. And I've been meditating consistently every single day for the last 3 years. Haven't missed a single day. Why is that? It's not because I'm some extraordinary individual. I just set it as a priority. I just said this is important. And so here it is. And it's happened. I haven't missed a single day. So you can do that too. Right? That sets the habit. Now, let me give you some words of warning and some guidelines for this habit that you will be developing over the months and years to come. Because if you don't follow what I'm going to say next, you're going to fail. Like, guaranteed fail. So listen to these guidelines that I'm going to tell you. So first of all, have the expectation that your first year you will suck at meditating. You will. No one is born a good meditator. You suck at it when you first start. And you suck for quite a while. Notice a whole year, that's quite a long time to suck. So you're going to suck during all that time. So be prepared for that. You come into it thinking like, oh yeah, non-manipulation, that's easy. I can not manipulate myself. I can just sit there for 20 minutes and not manipulate myself. And the reality is that no, you can't. And it'll take you a year or more to get decent at that. And it's not within your control. You can't control yourself. You can't manipulate yourself into not manipulating yourself. See? So that's not going to work here. Your standard operating procedure is not going to work here. It's not going to help you. In fact, it's only going to slow you down. And if the more you try that, then maybe it'll be 2 years instead of 1 year that you're going to suck. But that's just something, again, you can't control. It's out of your hands. The only thing you can control is the setting of the habit, which is why it's so freaking critical that you do this every single day. Because that's really the only thing you can control here. It's just that. That's it. What else will happen to you is that it will be very, very frustrating. So here's your second guideline. It's going to be very frustrating for the first year. If you don't expect that, you're going to fail. The number one reason people fail with meditation is they come into it thinking like, oh, well, meditation, that's going to release some stress. I'm going to feel nice. I'm going to feel happy. So let me do it. And then, of course, what happens? The first year, you hardly get any of that. And so you look at it and you say, well, clearly it's not working. Clearly I suck. Clearly I'm a failure. I'm not cut out for this. And so you quit. You quit in the middle of the learning curve, you see, and meditation has a pretty steep learning curve. The benefit of that is that once you get past the learning curve, it becomes amazing. It becomes so amazing, it's hard to even describe with words. One thing you're going to have to learn by hitting your head against the wall repeatedly through meditation every single day is that you cannot control your thoughts. And I don't just mean that in the sense that you suck at controlling your thoughts. And that one day you will get good at it. I mean, no, you can't control your thoughts. That's not an ability you possess, nor will it ever come into your possession. Now, to fully grasp the significance of that, you're going to have to meditate for a while. So I'll let you meditate and discover that on your own. I don't want to spoil the surprise for you. Also, another guideline I want to give you here is that you will have bad days, like really bad days, while you meditate. Some days will be great, some days will be average, some days will suck, and some days will be really, really bad. So I'm talking about those really, really bad days. When you have those really, really bad days on occasion, you might have a couple of them per month, remind yourself that it's actually during this very day that you're growing the most with your meditation. You don't grow the most when you're just sitting there and blissing out and being peaceful and calm. I mean, those are nice. Take them when you can get them. But you're not going to have very many of those days when you start. And what you got to realize is that it's kind of like going to the gym. When you're at the gym and you're pushing some really heavy weight that you can barely push, and maybe you even fail to lift it, that's some of the best workout days. That's what you're shooting for as a weightlifter, is like taking your muscles to the breaking point. So that's what meditation is like. And meditation is going to be up and down and up and down. Don't expect it to be just a smooth upward progression like this. Every day you're getting better and better and better. No, it's going to be up and down, up and down. Some days you're going to feel great. And then the next day you're going to crash and you're going to be caught in your mind thinking and being frustrated and pissed off at the world and depressed and suicidal. And during that time, I want you to remind yourself what I told you here. That your best days are your worst days. And the last guideline is that as long as you do it, it counts. What this means is that some people, they sit down, they meditate, and then they say after 20 minutes, they say, well, I meditated for 20 minutes, but this session, you know, was a bad session. I was thinking about sex or something. So this session, I didn't meditate. It doesn't count. You know, if I'm sitting there thinking about sex for 20 minutes, is that meditation? And the answer is yes, it is. Because what counts as meditation is the fact that you sat down and you had the intention to sit there and to be aware. Now, it's not in your control whether you will be aware or not. And some days, like I said, it will be very bad days. But still count that as proper meditation. So the stipulation here is that you should have this kind of rule in your mind that you can use, again, to reassure yourself when you're failing, or you think you're failing, that the only way to fail here is to not do the habit. If you sit through 20 minutes, you've succeeded. It's that simple. Don't make it any more complicated. Speaking of complicated, it's very easy to make meditation very complicated. I have hour-long episodes where I go into in-depth techniques and nuances of meditation. And you can do that later, but remember that what you're doing with meditation is you're sort of learning to deal with your monkey mind. And you're learning to deal with all the distractions and self-doubts and sabotage that your mind creates for you. And one of the ways in which it does it in the context of meditation is that it creates all sorts of questions and it wants to complicate everything. And it's like, well, Leo, what's the best time to meditate? Should I meditate in the morning or in the evening or at lunchtime? Or Leo, should I meditate like by myself or in a group? Or should I take a class? Or should I sit on a pillow? Or should I sit in a lotus position? Or should I listen to music or not listen to music? Or should I use technique Y or technique Z? So what this does is this distracts you. See, this is your mind distracting you. This is how the mind sabotages you. And this is why you have a lot of emotional issues in your life, is because you're not aware of the mind doing this. So, here, I just want to keep it very, very simple. I'm deliberately not answering all your possible questions and covering all the possible angles. If you want that, you can find that in other episodes that I have. Keep it very simple, right? Your focus here has to be like almost 100% on just sitting down and doing your 20 minutes every day. That's your whole focus. And what I want to set for you as a goal with this habit is that your first few months, it's going to be 20 minutes a day. Then once you get a little bit comfortable with that, raise it to 30 minutes. Then a few months later, raise it to 40 minutes, 50 minutes. And then what I want you to do is by the end of the year, in 12 months, to be at 60 minutes. And then you can stay at that level for a while. That's a pretty good number. Okay? So that's your habit goal. Make the commitment. Make the commitment. Because, like I said, this is the single most important self-improvement habit that you can have. I talk about a lot of advanced and complicated and nuanced topics, and I give a lot of weird techniques for meditation, for other types of inner development. But really, this here is all you really need. And if you've listened to me talking about it, my question for you is, why aren't you doing it? I can almost guarantee that you're not doing it. Why aren't you doing it? This is the single most important self-improvement habit that you can have in your life. Because the results of it exponentially grow on you. About 3 years ago when I started meditating, I could barely sit still for 10 minutes. It felt like torture. It felt like I was in hell for 10 minutes. And now, the other day, I meditated for 6 hours. Not all in one sitting. I broke it up into blocks, but they were pretty long blocks, and it was 6 hours. And it was amazing. I mean, 6 hours is pretty difficult for me. It doesn't come easily, but overall, the effect is amazing. The effect that meditation has had in my life has been beyond description of words, and it's only been 3 years so far that I've been doing it. Last year, I bought myself a big flat screen TV and a PlayStation 4. I wanted to play some video games and you know how that goes. And I just sold my PS4 and I'm selling my TV this week because I don't need these things anymore. Because when I sit and do nothing, I get more satisfaction and meaning than I do from watching TV or playing video games. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It is just like it's extraordinary the changes this will have on your mind. There are a lot of specific benefits about meditation that I could cite: health benefits, psychological benefits, emotional well-being benefits, and all this kind of stuff, but I don't really want to go into that. I want to let you kind of discover that on your own. The important here is that you just grasp the significant potential here for you, right? Can you see that potential? If you're a forward-thinking person and you can see the value of investing into yourself, right? Investing into a habit. This habit is going to be difficult to build initially. I mean, but not that difficult. It's only 20 freaking minutes a day. But what that will yield for you a year or two or three or 10 down the road is going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. One of the things you're going to discover is that the level of happiness you have now when you're doing your favorite, most flashy activity, like going to a fancy restaurant or snorting some drugs or playing the newest, hottest video game, whatever, right? Whatever floats your boat, whatever really excites you, that you'll be able to get that level of excitement and more by doing absolutely nothing. Now that's powerful. That is powerful because you've now stopped being a slave to all that shit. And then you've opened the doors. Now you've opened the doors. It doesn't just end there. It's not just a blissing out. You've opened the doors to real self-improvement at that point. And any problems you have in your life, emotional problems, relationship problems, business problems, these problems just melt away. Almost by magic, they melt away because this is the power of the distinction between thinking and awareness. And it's very hard to believe that this little distinction can have such a huge practical impact on your life, but it certainly can. So I hope I've inspired you a little bit to really commit to making this a lifelong habit. All right, that's it. I'm signing off. Please click the like button for me. Post your comments down below. I do read them. Share this episode with a friend because we want more people on board with meditation. And lastly, come check out actualize.org right here. This is my website and newsletter. Sign up to the newsletter. You're going to get all my free new content that I release every single week so that you're on track with self-actualization. Self-actualization is the process of learning how your mind functions and developing awareness around it and developing mastery over it so that you can achieve extraordinary things in your life. Because everything you want to achieve in your life is going to be limited by your awareness of your own mind. And there's a lot of nuanced topics that I need to share with you going forward, including how to meditate deeper, how to take what you've established as the foundation here with this habit and take it even deeper and supplement it with more and more insights and more understanding. So I'm excited to deliver more of that to you. And also check out some of my deeper, longer meditation episodes, which are available on my website and on my YouTube channel. So sign up to the newsletter, and I'll see you soon with more.